Mike Doty was the gravelly-voiced frontman for Soul Coughing, a 1990s band that fused elements of pop, jazz, hip-hop, and house music into a sound all of its own. In the years since the band imploded, he has put those days firmly in the rearview mirror. He's toured and recorded extensively as a solo artist. Now, Doty's revisiting those old days, sort of. When you were languishing in rooms I built to foul you in. Set down in funnel form and pulled you in. I don't need to walk around in circles, walk around in circles, walk around in circles, walk around in. For his new album, Mike Doty has reworked a selection of old Soul Coughing songs, making them sound the way he thinks they should have sounded back then, if he had been calling the creative shots for the band. The new record's title is just a list of those tracks, all 13 of them. But for brevity's sake, it is known as Circles Super Bon Bon. Mike Doty joins us from our studios in New York. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
So for those who don't know the history of your experience with Soul Coughing, let's lay a little bit of groundwork. I know it is a long story, but could you crystallize your experience with Soul Coughing first? What was it like for you?
The way I felt about Soul Coughing is we had a lot of muscle, and we had great songs, and I think people liked my voice. And I think we could have been like Beck or the Beastie Boys. We could have been a big band. And we were kind of this kind of weird little band, and I was always dissatisfied with it.
So you left. You went solo. And I understand when you would play, fans would kind of clamor for Soul Coughing songs. They expected it.
Oh,
from
yeah.
You.
Well, of course they did. Like, I was a one guy, one acoustic guitar, which is how I started out. So it was perfectly natural to me. And when I wrote the Soul Coughing songs, this was their natural habitat. Like, they were written in a bedroom on an acoustic guitar. So I just felt perfectly natural doing it. But I guess about two-thirds of the crowds that came out to see me at first were just like, who are you? Like, what is this that we have paid money to hear?
There's a bar they call the Bitter Sea. And she sits and drinks a Velvet Crush.
Why revisit these songs, especially when you had so much kind of baggage associated with them?
I don't know. You know, I guess I was trying to sort of divorce them from the experience and try and go back to whoever that kid was, like the 22-year-old kid in a bedroom picking out these songs, trying to sound like, you know, A Tribe Called Quest on a Yamaha acoustic guitar, you know, and I just tried to re-inhabit them.
So the song The Idiot Kings originally appeared on the Soul Coughing album, Irresistible Bliss. You have redone that song. Let's first listen to the Soul Coughing version, and then we'll listen to the new version.
The other thing is going out. The other thing is going as planned, yeah. The other thing moves along. The other thing is fine, fine, fine.
So when you hear that, what don't you like about that version?
You know, everybody's susceptible to this thing of like, but it's more complicated, so it's better. So the way that that horn part, that sampler part is, makes the chords a little different. You know, there's sort of like a richness to it that I was frankly afraid to say, listen, drop that. Keep it simple. Make it just big and dumb.
Let's take a listen to your version.
Everything is going up. Everything is going as planned, yeah. Everything moves along. Everything is fine, fine, fine.
It also does sound like a more optimistic version in some ways.
Yeah, indeed it is. I mean, it has more space in it, really, because it's so large and just that simple, like, oomph, 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 like disco house beat behind it all. It gets this kind of largeness that complexity can obscure.
Everything is going up.
fine, fine.
Is that overall what you thought was missing? The new album does seem to have a much more kind of house beat to it.
Oh yeah, house and hip hop beats. Yeah, I mean there was a beat in the 90s that was on every hip hop record that went boom, gap, boom, boom, gap. Almost every song I wrote between 94 and 99, I begged the drummer to play this beat, and it just wasn't complicated enough for him. So, I mean, you know, and more power to him. That's his vibe as a player.
I wonder if you think, though, that there was any positive, net positive from your time with Soul Coughing. I mean, did the tension... Was that a positive creative force in any way?
Not for me. I guess in the sense that it drove me to my bedroom to write songs. You know, the net positive is my life today. I would not be here if I wasn't there.
And you can connect that to Soul
yes,
Coughing.
I mean,
it's not
yes,
just
it
negative when you look back on
well,
it.
Well, I mean, I basically that I had the negativity led to the zillion tiny epiphanies that make my life now.
You have written pretty extensively and openly about your drug history.
Mm-hmm.
How has getting on the other side of that shaped how you look at your Soul Coughing experience and perhaps made peace with it?
If I can live in the song, I'm okay, you know, and that's what I'm really trying to do is just feel the songs. And I mean, there's an extent to which I think anybody looks at themselves at an earlier part of their life, and it's difficult to have sympathy. You know, you sort of look at yourself as a disapproving parent. So from the point of view where I'm like, why did you do that, you dumb so-and-so? I have to shut that guy off and really kind of approach this 22-year-old self and really engage him and kind of empathize with him.
Mike Doty, he joined us from our studios in New York. His new album is called Circles Super Bon Bon. It comes out Tuesday. Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.